Now, on the line, I have Mark Mellett, who's the head of fundraising with the Irish Cancer Society. And I was even pushing up the wrong fader there, so we wouldn't have been able to speak to Mark. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Michael. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Mark, I'm going to throw you a curveball before we start, just to put the fear of God into you. This morning, I'm playing all music from Irish bands of the 80s and the 90s. So at the end of the interview, I'm going to ask you to give me a band and maybe a piece of music that you want me to play. So that's one to be taken in the back of your head.
Okay, Michael, delighted. I'm of that era, definitely, unfortunately, but yes.
All right.
Sounds good.
Aren't we all? And we'll all say unfortunately, because we all think we're spring chickens, but we're not. But, Mark, maybe just for our listeners, would you set the scene of the work of the Irish Cancer Society?
Delighted to, Michael. We're very privileged with the support of the many people who support us each year. We're looking at addressing a problem in Ireland. The problem in Ireland is that the number of people who are getting cancer is increasing, and we want to ensure that despite that number increasing, that we're going to make sure that they get the best possible care and support, and they get the best possible chance of having a successful outcome when they do get a cancer diagnosis. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is that every 3 minutes someone gets a cancer diagnosis. So as we go through this interview, a number of people will be sitting in front of their consultants and getting from him or her those horrible three words, you have cancer, and their life changes utterly. And as we all know, and many of our listeners will have experienced it, but what we're delighted to do, and it's really made possible only by the support of everybody who supports us on different fundraisers. And I know we're going to talk about Colour Dash, one of our upcoming fundraisers. What that means we can do is support people through our nurse line, and a lot of times that sort of first port of call when someone gets a cancer diagnosis when they reach out to the Irish Cancer Society. And we have nurses who are taking calls right now from people who have queries around the cancer diagnosis they got. And we're there really at every stage of the cancer journey, either getting people to and from their treatment, providing support in the hospital with our DAFL centres, providing financial support for families of a child going through a cancer diagnosis. And then, as well as the support and care, we're also then looking at finding better ways to diagnose and treat cancer. We fund, again, all made possible by the funds we get from our supporters. We fund over 150 researchers. So we're looking really to address the problem that is cancer in Ireland and ensure that Irish people have the best outcomes when it comes to a cancer diagnosis, so we can make sure that we increase the number of survivors each year. And we're doing that, which is great, and it's made possible with the support of everybody, as I say. When the organisation started off first over 50 years ago, 3 out of 10 people who got a cancer diagnosis had a survival of 5 years or more. And it wasn't talked about, and really it was a very frightening to get a cancer diagnosis over 50 years ago. But now 6 out of 10 people who have a cancer diagnosis will have a positive survivorship out of that over 5 years or more, which is a doubling and a fantastic achievement. Of course, we're not happy. We wanted to get to 10 out of 10, but we are making progress together. And that's really what the organisation is determined to do, and they're the problems we're solving.
Well, now, I remember some years ago when I worked with Dermot Breen. That was with Tesco. We supported the Irish Cancer Society with drivers, getting that program you do for drivers, bringing people to and from hospital, for their appointments and that. And it was only then that I started to get to realise how important those us people who don't have cancer or are not ill, those small little things, just helping someone get to an appointment on time and that, how important they are to that person's outcome.
That you're so right there, Michael, and it's great that right now volunteers, drivers, the service you mentioned there, which is a wonderful service, the volunteer drivers, will probably be going collecting people from their homes, bringing them to a treatment. And these, as you say, are people who otherwise wouldn't be able to get to that treatment, or else may have to rely on public transport. And you can imagine, and this is for people who are going through chemotherapy treatment, so the last thing you want to be doing after a grueling session of chemotherapy treatment is getting into a bus or a train. Also, the risk of infection is very high because of the fact that you're going through that treatment. So the advice from the medical profession is to avoid contact as much as you can in case of infection, never mind the fact that you're feeling completely wasted and shattered. And it's a wonderful service that is there. So, as I say, the volunteer drivers throughout the country now are going out collecting people. They'll bring them to their treatment in their nearest cancer centre of excellence hospital. And over the last year, you know, we had over 12,000 appointments were met by our wonderful drivers throughout the country. So you can see that the value of that service is huge, as you say, and we're delighted to be able to provide that. And it's something that we were expanding as the years go on to meet the demand. As I say, the demand is increasing. That's the problem we're trying to address, to make sure that everybody who needs a lift to their treatment can get that that lift, and it's a great service. We're very proud of it, and very proud of our wonderful volunteers who, as I say, are in their cars now, dropping people to and from their treatment.
Yeah, but those sort of service, doing those things, it's very expensive. To put all that together, even though people are given their time voluntarily and all that, but they have to, you know, their petrol has to be paid for, and all these sorts of things have to be set up, and it has to be organised, and that's quite expensive. And, you know, fundraising must be, the only way to say it, a bit of a nightmare.
It's challenging, there's no doubt about it, but I think the really great part of my job is where you meet people who are so passionate and determined to help other people going through a cancer journey, either, you know, friends or family or in their locality, and they want to be able to get involved in our events or give of their time, and some people, you know, are very, very proud of the fact that they, you know, they're able to give whatever they feel they can afford to help somebody else, and that's, there's something very special about that. So, you know, that makes up for any of the negative sides of it. And it's just wonderful when people come together and they're determined about helping people affected by cancer. They're very confident in the services we're doing, can see what we're trying to achieve and want to join us in doing that. And it is really a movement of people who you just want to address that problem, as I say, that growing problem, and make things better for friends and family and neighbours. And that's a really, really positive part of it.
Like, Colour Dash to me seems like a really fun event. So maybe you could explain it to us and let us know how we get involved and so forth.
Sure, yes, it's been dubbed the most fun 5K in Ireland. The one nearest to your listeners will be in Phoenix Park on Sunday, the 23rd of June, starting at 10 a.m. And what it is it's a 5K for all abilities. So if people want to race competitively, they can. If people want to jog with their friends and family, they can. Or if people just want to have a nice stroll, it's Phoenix Park, which is a wonderful facility that we have right at our doorstep. It's a great location, a great part of Phoenix Park that they kindly give over to us to use for the Colour Dash for a 5K run. And the difference part of it is that, believe it or not, but at every kilometre, people get doused in paint. It's environmentally friendly and it's completely safe paint, but you get doused in paint, and the idea is that by the end of the race, you're covered head to toe in paint, and that's what makes it so colourful and so fun. Each of the different markers have a different colour, and it's linked to the colours that are associated with cancer, as people are familiar with the pink for breast cancer, which is the last one, and blue for prostate cancer, is the 4 kilometre mile mark. But that's the Colour Dash event. It's a very family friendly, great fun day out for friends. And it's in a wonderful location, as I say, on Sunday, the 23rd of June. And they participate in that, and the registration fee goes and helps provide the services that I've talked about. And people also fundraise on the back of that and get friends and family to sponsor them to do 5K, and it's a wonderful event, and we're really delighted. It's throughout the country as well, but for your listeners, as I say, on the 23rd of June in the Phoenix Park, it's the Colour Dash for them to get involved in.
And if somebody actually wants to get involved and to to take part. Where do they go to sign up?
Sure. The best place is onto our website, which is www.cancer.ie, and they'll see all the information there about Colour Dash. The other way they can do is they can call us here. Myself or any of the team will take the call on 1850 60 60 60, and we'll be able to tell them all about the event in Phoenix Park or the other events. That they're all great events throughout the country. If they want to, there's one in Cork and Limerick and Galway, and how they can get involved. And our sponsor Aldi will be there on the day, and they'll be giving out goodie bags as well. So it's a great fun way to have to spend the a Sunday or a Saturday in some of the locations afternoon, and that's how they do it. So I say if they want to call in 1850 60 60 60, Beth and other colleagues here are waiting to take their call and can talk them all through how they register and get involved. And it's a very we think it's a very competitive price. It's €30 for adults and €5 for children, we're just waiting here now for people to call in, and we'll be able to tell them all about it.
Yeah, and I saw a couple of the photographs, and the only thing that came to my mind was, do you know that Indian festival where they throw the paint, kind of powder paint? And I was looking at it and I said, that just looks so much fun, and for a good cause.
It's very much that, and kids get a particular buzz out of it, and I suppose a lot of people, rather than having a competitive streak in winning, the competition comes in grass who can get covered in most from head to foot in the paint, and that's it sounds a bit bizarre, but it's actually a great fun day.
Yeah, and it's that powder paint. It's not wet paint, as they say.
That's correct.
Yeah,
it's totally safe, and even not that we encourage people to do it, but if by accident people get some in their mouth and everything, it won't affect them, and it washes off relatively easy. Obviously, you've got to get it right between getting people covered in paint, but when you put it through the washing machine, it washes the clothes off. It doesn't stay at all. You have to make sure that everybody can, while getting covered in paint, make sure that they don't get completely. Clothes-wise, but still, yeah, it's all very, very safe and guaranteed for everybody to have a fun day.
Yeah. And listen, apologies, I rabbiting on about the old days and working with Tesco and that, and I shouldn't have been mentioning them at all, and I've mentioned them again when it's actually Aldi are here supporting you. And I have to say, I absolutely love when big businesses get behind events like this, giving back to the community. I think it's just so important, and I think businesses like Aldi have to be commended for initiatives like this.
Yes, Aldi are a great partner. They as you say, they're our sponsor for Colour Dash, and they do get involved with us across other activities, and their staff are great ambassadors and allies with us in the fight against cancer. And you mentioned Dermot Breen there, who's a very passionate supporter and still involved. He's on our board. He's our chairman, and very, very active as well too. And someone who's incredibly passionate and driven, like all our supporters are and all our volunteers, to really make a difference to cancer in Ireland.
Yeah. Well, I follow Dermot on Facebook, and you never know where he's going to turn up, whether he's on the high seas, doing one of these around the world treks, or he's up in Nepal or somewhere else like that. You know, he's having a great life, he is now that he's retired, or supposedly retired.
Well, yes, you'd have to ask him that. But he's a great chairman for us here at the Irish Cancer Society. We're delighted to really make the difference that we're making, and as I say, the contribution that he's leading the team here with in terms of increasing those survival rates and increasing the number of people that we're supporting. And with so many survivors now, it's another part of what we're doing is being able to support people after they've successfully gone through cancer treatment, to ensure they get counselling. We fund counselling grants for the cancer support groups throughout the country, so people who a lot of times what happens is it's only after someone has completed their treatment, when they get home and the whole trauma of what they've just gone through, that life-changing event, actually hits them, and that's where the support with the counseling grant and counseling for cancer survivors.
And tell me this, the start time for the, is that all on the website, or will the event be going over the whole day, or is there a particular start time for it?
Yes, it's on the Sunday the 23rd of June in the Phoenix Park. It's got a 10 a.m. start time, and then we start in waves, so it's from 10. A lot of people tend to do is it's a great way of having the run in the morning, and then everybody has a nice picnic in the park afterwards, so it's a great day.
Brunch in the park, absolutely lovely, and a lovely summer's day. And you can get all that information on www.cancer.ie/colour-.
Yes, that's what's all there. Or if they want to call us on 1850-6060.
Now, Mark, we've come to the important time. Now, name a group and give us a song.
Well, if I can name an artist, I'm a big Van Morrison fan, so I'm not sure of the era, but I think Bright Side of the Road was one that kind of comes to mind, so that would be my request.
Well, we'll get that up. It won't be immediately, but in the next couple of minutes, we'll get that for you. Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure, as usual, chatting with you.
Michael, and thank you for your support, and to your listeners, I know for their great support for the cancer patients and our research and our support services. We wouldn't be able to do without them. As I say, 98% of everything we get comes from everybody and your listeners, and we're so grateful, and we just so grateful that they're joining us and addressing this problem and making sure that we can ensure that more people will survive cancer and more people get the support that they need.
Mark, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.